The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Okay, well, welcome everybody to our Monday night Optavia business call. I'm very excited to be here. I appreciate all the outflow of, I've just carried so much about Lori, and I wanted to thank you guys because you made it all worth it that in her passing that her memory lives on and we're going to change the world together. But it is going to move forward and we are going to be successful and we're going to use the same amazing kindness that she had and was part of to help change the world. So tonight I want to bring on my business partner, president of Optavia, Nick Johnson. He's going to talk a little bit about we're having unprecedented growth. And it's a very special time for us. And with that, you know, growth and anytime you move outside the comfort area, there's going to be some challenge. So Nick's going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the company, how they're adjusting, and how they're preparing for us as we create our assault on world obesity and poor health. So Nick, come on in.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for having me on this call, Dr. A. It's truly we can see that people are experiencing the benefit of what you all are providing, giving people their lives back in this mission towards optimal health. We are experiencing unprecedented growth, as Dr. A has said. There are great things that come along with that. There are also some challenges, but they're the right type of challenges. Supply chain being one of those challenges where sales of product are going out, but the mission and the story is more potent than ever, and we see that. As a result of that unprecedented growth, we have experienced some stockouts. And I wanted to take some time tonight to talk to the folks on this call about what that means and what the company is doing to make sure that we stay ahead of all the growth that you are going to provide in the future. Now, first and foremost, we've increased our capacity at distribution centers by 50%. Just to stay on top of the current demand. We do have a backlog of some orders that are missing a few products. We're working diligently to get those products back in stock, and some of those products will be back in stock as early as tomorrow. And then we'll work double time and triple shifts and overtime to make sure that we clear as much of the backlog as possible. We anticipate that much of the remaining backlog will be cleared by Wednesday. If not, there will be some by the end of the week. And then we're working with different manufacturing to make sure that we have contingency plans that will enable us to grow well into the future, both here domestically and also as we expand the mission internationally. Our call center is going to be working with clients who are upset and disappointed with the experience that they've had so far, with the fact that some of their products have not been in stock and that we've had to ship them products that they didn't necessarily order. We'll be coming with a resolution tomorrow morning of how we will treat every single client who feels that they were entitled to a better experience. We will be addressing that tomorrow morning, and promptly after our morning meeting, we will have a solution for all of you coaches. And your clients. So I wanted to take a moment to say that we do recognize what is going on. We apologize for a bad experience that some clients may have had, but at the same time, we are excited about the growth that you are providing and the lives that you're impacting. And we feel humbled and honored to be your partner in this lifelong endeavor. So I thank you for your patience, and we hope to get on top of this very, very soon.
Great. Well said, Nick. And you know, what's great about it is that we're growing this pace. It's great to have you and Dan and all the corporate executives that are working to set us up, because it's not going to get less. It's going to get a lot more. So these are ways to help us move forward, make the adjustments, and then as we change the world, work together. So thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. Awesome. Cool. Well, just to kind of give it that it's going to get, there's gasoline on the fire. We've got about 50 of our top leaders that are here in at our house in Aquatira, and we've been working today and then tomorrow by getting HOH 2.0 ready to go. And it's amazing because in the next version of the Habits Health System, it's all the stories of all of our leaders and people that have actually transformed their life. There's nothing in there that's a stock photo. And what that is a message is that we create predictable transformation, and the world's going to see that, and the world better get ready because we're going to change the planet together. So with that, one of the reasons why we have all these stock outages, we got all these amazing leaders that are growing like crazy, and tonight we're going to celebrate some of them. I'm pretty excited about that. And to lead off, we're going to bring in the integrated presidents and directors, Doug and Tia Wood, that are really personally responsible for a lot of the dysfunction we're having by not being able to keep in stock. So come on over, guys. Come on over. Let's get personal on this. And that wasn't blame. That was actually just really proud of everything they're doing. So, guys, I know you've been breaking a lot of leaders, and you've got a great one to talk about tonight.
Awesome. Well, we are super excited to introduce to you an amazing family. Honestly, this family came into our life a few years ago. John and Kristen Buckner, new global directors. And I would say about them is they are people that live behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. And they are the most amazing parents, and I saw that in how they parented their kids, and honestly, how they show up with their team and the influence they have into their team. They're growing like crazy and just super excited for what's taken place. So John and Kristen Buckner, please share.
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for having us. Well, like you said, we're the Buckners, John and Kristen, and we got our start with Optavia just a little over 3 years ago. Came into this thinking we were just going to lose a little bit of weight, hoping we would lose a little bit of weight. And as all of you, I'm sure, know, there was so much more in store for us than we ever could have imagined. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances is like doesn't even describe it. Our lives have been completely transformed in the best way. Our kids will have a different legacy, really turned our life upside down for the good. And so we're just super grateful to even be a part of this mission, to be a part of this team all together. And some of the keys to our success, honestly, have just been learning consistency. It sounds so simple, but it has been so key for us. It's consistency in all things. It's consistency in our action. It's consistently showing up. We noticed a huge, huge transformation in our business when we made trainings like these a consistent rock in our schedule. It was easy to just think, oh yeah, we'll do it, or we can maybe do that when we can fit it in. But when we started looking at this going, no, when we make this a priority, we see things take place. And so we did. We made this a priority and we stayed consistent. And one of the best pieces of information that I've been given, one of the best pieces of advice came from a trip in Costa Rica, and it was just don't quit. I said, well, what do we do? How do we move forward? How do we get to that point? And it was just don't quit. And it was a bit of an aha moment for me that seasonally, it might look a little bit different from here to there. There's days where I'm going to want to do it and days where I'm not going to feel like it. But if you just don't quit, we continue to progress. We continue to move forward. And so that's what we've held on to a lot in the last 3 years. And we've seen so much growth because of it.
Yeah. And I think for me, I mean, my story is I got into Optavia because my wife made me. She gave me the encouragement of we need to do this together, which really meant I need to do something. And she actually coached for about a year while I just watched and cheered her on. And then I went to a convention and it rocked my world. It changed my life. And I tell people all the time, getting healthy physically is great, but getting in this community will change your life. Yeah. And it transformed my life. And for us, I think what a switch for me was when Doug always says it, put your CEO hat on, is when I started happening to my business instead of letting my business happen to me. Meaning whatever, a lot of times you win is whatever comes, when they're ready, if they want to, instead of waking up every day and thinking and acting, how am I going to help somebody change their life? How am I going to give somebody a key to unlock freedom in their life? And a major shift happened for me when it went from what we can get from Optavia to what I could give through Optavia. We started this because we needed to make $800 a month to keep our kid in a private school that we wanted to keep them in. And it's switched now to how we can give freedom to other people. And we focus on how we can grow other people, not just our own business. because you can't grow your own business if you're not helping other people grow. And so we just started making a shift of saying, we're not missing a training. We're not missing an event. When there's a chance to be in community with leaders that are going to make us better, we're going to be there. When we have opportunities to share on things like this, we're going to do what we kid. We're going to hide the kids where we need to hide them and keep people quiet so we can be a part of this, because we know it transforms our life. And when we're transformed, we can transform others. So thank you, Optavia. Thank you, Dr. A. It's transformed our lives, and we're the better for it. And a lot of other people are better for it too. So thank you.
Awesome, Kristen and John. That's awesome. I mean, that's what this is all about, right? It's pretty cool stuff. So with that, I want to bring on Brad and Michelle Heyman now, and they are going to introduce their new presidential director. Pretty excited about that. And Brad and Michelle were here also today, and are going to be part of the Habits of Health 2.0 and add so much. So guys.
Thank you so much, Dr. A. We're so excited to be here to announce Optavia's newest presidential directors. And, you know, when I think about why we're out of everything, like you said, it's because of this team. The Lloyds are growing like wildfire, and we are just so honored to introduce them, because we're not their direct mentors. They are really led by their coaches, the Gitlesses, David and Terry. And so we just get to be here to introduce them. But they are just passionate and hardworking. They work together amazing as a team. It's been so fun to watch them grow. We just came back from the Dominican Republic with them, and you could just see them going around asking everyone, what can I do better? They just want to learn. They just want to take it all in. And I know that we're not done seeing them yet. You may recognize them because they just spoke recently as new global directors, but they're not done. They're going to keep going.
And there's no surprise that these guys are here tonight to speak, because they're at every training. They're at every single event. They are part of this community. We are so excited to introduce Ray and Drew. Take it away.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. A. So it's me again. I tried to hide the kids, but Drew had to actually physically take them out of the house. So that's what I'm going to try to represent for him. But thank you for having us. So a little bit about us. You know, not that long ago, I was working in a windowless office. I used to say to my husband, like, it didn't really matter what season it was, because I was there, it got dark out, I came home, and I did it all over again the next day. And I kind of like asked him, like, what's the point? You know, like there has to be something bigger than this, just going and doing a job because they pay me so I can pay my bills, so I can go back and do it again. And then I used to say that I found Optavia, but the truth is, I think Optavia found us. And then everything changed. I now know what the point of all of it is. And so I was thinking, and I'm a deep thinker. Actually, JC and Dominican told me to stop thinking so much, but I can't really help myself. And so my thoughts that I kind of want to give to you guys is kind of heavy, and I hope it's okay. But, you know, I was thinking, like, when all this is done, like when our earthly life is over and we meet God, because I believe in the afterlife, and he says, you know, what did we do with our lives? He's not going to ask us what our rank was. He's not going to ask us if we were integrated. He's not even going to care what our group volume was. What he is going to ask us is, if, were you a good person? Did you make change? Did you leave each day a better person than you were? Did you lead with your heart? Did you care about the people? And because of Optavia, I can hands down say yes. When I don't know if I could have said that, you know, 18 months ago. And so that to me is that's transformation for me. And so I just kind of wanted to give that to you guys, because I've been feeling that a lot recently. Some keys to our success are loving the mission beyond anything else, trusting our mentors, looking at people as possible coaches so that they too can experience transformation on every level, and then have everyone in every line encourage them to repeat it over and over again so that no one gets left behind. And my action step is, number one, what is your identity? Do you identify as a health coach? When someone asks you, what do? You might not be doing this full time. That's okay. I respect everyone in all different areas of where they are. Would I love for you to be doing this full time? Yes. If you can't because you have other obligations, that's okay. But how do you identify? If someone asks you, what do? Are you saying you're an accountant? Or are you saying that you're a life transformer? If that's a word. Yes. And the other thing is, so your identity. And the other thing is to be all in your heart. So again, maybe you can't do this full time. Maybe you're not blessed to be able to do that yet. But is this a part-time gig, or is this a full-time gift? because it doesn't matter how many hours you're able to physically give, but if you love this so much and you want to be able to transform other people's lives the way that yours was, then how much do you have in your heart? Like, are you in this for real? And so my action step is to identify and to be all in your heart. And I hope that helps you guys.
Awesome, Ray. It does help us, and it helps us a lot. And it's really timely right now. And the nice thing about it is by pouring yourself into others, that's the highest gift you can give yourself, and really connected. So thank you so much. Really can't wait to see you guys are on the move. And thank your husband so much for making it quiet so we could hear every word you said. So thanks a lot. Cool. What I get to do now, which I love, is I get to bring Amber and Jared Smith in here. And this is a lot easier here, just to kind of come in. It's like, so they also have an amazing new leader that's growing like crazy. And it's up to you guys. Let's talk about it.
Awesome. Well, one thing I've been thinking about while we've been here with Dr. A and all the leaders and getting ready for the Habits of Health 2.0 coming out is how much that those habits help transform lives. And one thing that I can say about the new global director on our team, she's not direct to us, she's mentored by Bonnie and Yella Sialua, but one thing that she took hold of early, early on was the habits of health. She postured it so high. Like, if you don't get on those calls, if you don't read this book, you are not going to have success. Like, it was that high. And she just treats everybody who comes on as a client or as a coach as family. And her, even her coaching support group is called Optavia Coaching Ohana. And Ohana means family. And she's family to us. She's become family to us over the years. So Steph Whiting, new global director, we'd love to hear your story.
Thank you, Amber. And you look so beautiful right now.
She's been at sea.
She looks like she's been out in the ocean. That's why she's glowing. Gosh. My heart is really full, just so privileged to be here with you guys. And I've learned a ton already from the people that have spoken. I'm so inspired by you guys. And I know why I'm part of this company, because of the hearts. And my first national event was going to go global. And when Dr. A got up on stage and cried, I thought, okay, this is a company I can work for, because these are people who share their hearts. And that's, to me, what it's all about, sharing our heart. So I came up with a couple of things that I think have helped me a lot in my journey. Number one was probably being vulnerable with my team and my clients. My husband's an alcoholic in recovery, 2.5 years sober. And I share that a lot with my team, and it's a big part of our story. I think when I was able to open up about my struggles and about our struggles, I feel like early on clients and coaches were able to open up to me. And so I feel like when we open our hearts, we really do become family really quickly. And he's doing great. He just walked in from the gym. He's doing awesome. We were actually living at, like, we separated when he was getting healthy and when he was going to meetings. And I lived with my mom for 2 years. And I'm just, the financial gift that this has been enabled us to move out and get our own place. And I share that a lot because, you know, it's kind of embarrassing, I guess, that we're, you know, 41 and we're just able to get out and get on our own, but it's been such a gift for us, a huge, huge gift. A couple of things that have helped us on our journey. First of all, separating out my personal journey from my coaching journey, being a professional. You guys, you lose weight and then you put back on 10 pounds and all of a sudden it's like, I can't coach, I can't talk to anyone, I can't do anything. And, you know, sometimes we have this little roller coaster that we're riding, but remembering that you're a professional and you are a health coach, you know what to do. You know that it works. You can tell anyone that you talk to how well it works, and they can listen to you because you are a professional. Number two, I went to a leadership training or whatever, where Jared Smithson said, just be a B+. That has kept me like a B+ health coach. I was always trying to be an A. I was trying to be like an A+ health coach. And sometimes you can put these things on your on your, here's your list of all the things you have to do, and you have to be up here at the top and you have to be perfect. And if you can't be perfect, you're going to quit. And it's like, eat the food, talk to the people, and you stick around. Even as a B+, you stick around, and it's magical when you can stick around. My last tip is trucker hat. If you wear one, you can get super busy and you can still hop on Zoom. You just stick one of these things on and you can Zoom it up with a trucker hat on. And my action step is, you know, I was telling a coach the other day, get on and do a Facebook Live and share your story. And right after that, I thought, have I done that? I've shared a lot, but have I shared my story on a Facebook Live? And right after that, I thought, I got to do this. So I got on Facebook Live and I shared our story, and I've had a lot of people reaching out to me. And some people just needed help with a spouse that was in addiction. A lot of people needed a health coach, but just sharing your story and being real, that was really scary. And it was magic. So get on Facebook Live and share. That's it.
That's awesome, Stephanie. And you know what? I never heard the trucker hat story before. That's pretty, and especially with a mermaid. I mean, a mermaid trucker hat. That's pretty impressive. So, well, thanks so much and congratulations. And I can't wait to congratulate you in person at basically National Convention. Cool. Awesome. Well, we want to bring on now Megan Renna. Are you there, Megan?
We're here. And can we all just, on behalf of everybody, just say, we love you so much, yep. Dr. A. And we've just all been praying and thinking of you so much. We love you, love you. I'm really excited to celebrate Amy and Carl. Gosh, it brings like tears to my eyes to just think about. In 2 years' time, fun fact, Amy and I met on social media. We didn't have a relationship outside of that beforehand, but we became kind of fast friends. And I had invited her over to a community event that we were having at our house. And she just got, I think, kind of quickly the vision of what the heart, what Stephanie was saying, of what we offer and what we do, and saw that this was so different. And so she just kind of started to take with it and run with it. And I would say if there's like a word that I could describe Amy as, it's like exceptional. Like she does just even the simplest things very exceptionally. She is so consistent. And so just welcoming. So both her and Carl, I mean, even through the fostering program that they've been a part of right now, and they're going to be welcoming a little boy into their home soon, but they are just, they welcome open arms to everybody and they make everybody feel like family. And I think that that's why they've grown at such an exceptional rate. But I'm so humbled and so proud to let you guys all meet the beautifulness of Amy and Carl. They're just really incredible couple, incredible family.
Hey, so I'm Carl and my wife, Amy. So I just wanted to share real quick. I have been super supportive in the background, and Amy has done an amazing job growing this thing. She's fantastic. Like Megan shared, we have some big stuff. We're, taking on a little boy soon, and this life is crazy, but I like to say that it's crazy, full of stuff that we love doing. And so we wouldn't have it any other way. I'll take it and turn it over to Amy. Yeah.
When I did the program 2 years ago, I was in just a really dark place. And you know, there's that saying, like, where you go, there you are. And I think just life kind of caught up to me, and you find yourself in that moment where you're like, I don't know how I got here, but I'm like crawling out of the pit. And so went on Facebook and I randomly met Megan, and it was such a God thing because it really was that answered prayer that I needed. Looking back, I never knew that losing 25 pounds would literally turn our world upside down. And it's really has done that. And we literally fell into coaching, which is the funny thing. It's like, it wasn't even on our radar. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I can do that. I don't want to be a law enforcement officer anymore. I will be a health coach. But in the process of the last 2 years, you know, being a part of Optavia has given us such purpose and joy, such a sense of accomplishment beyond diapers and dishes. Any other stay-at-home moms know what I mean. It's brought our home. It's given us time back as a family. It's allowed us to dream. We're adopting a son. It's really opened doors to things that we never thought was possible. And it's been the best gift to our lives. And because of that, we carry it very closely to our heart, and we treat it like a gift. And we give it away freely to everyone and anyone. Because what I have learned is that you can't judge anyone. And we have coaches on our team that are, you know, elderly and retired. And, you know, I never would have thought they'd be health coaches, but, you know, who am I to withhold this gift from someone? And so we give it freely to everyone and anyone. And being a health coach for me has given me that safe space to really work out my junk. I put on the weight for a reason, and it got off with the nutrition, but I needed to continue my journey to work through my identity and the lies that I believed in about myself and who I was as a leader and a person. And this has allowed me to transform my mind in a very, very powerful way. And it's given us, like I said, permission to hope and to dream. I tell Carl all the time that this really is the best answer to prayer that I never knew existed, but desperately needed. The DNA of Optavia has always been in our hearts. We didn't know it was there. It was like that sleeping giant that when it gets awakened and it unlocks the potential, you're like, oh my gosh, there's no stopping this snowball. And that's what it really has been for us and our family. A few keys, you know, to success for us is that we went from the shift of treating this like a hobby to treating it like a business, touching our business every day, being intentional, being consistent, being committed to grow. Some of our good friends, they find me with a notebook wherever I go because there's always more to learn in life. Whether I'm at church, I'm at an event, whatever, I am committed to growth, committed to the process. And something that I knew with this business is that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And if I'm consistent, if I'm faithful with the little, faithful with who God puts in my path, that this will grow. And that's been our heart, is that we want to carry the dreams of others inside of us and be faithful with the people in our path. And making that shift from not what do I stand to gain, but who can I help? Who can I serve today? Who can I love today? And just taking any attachment to outcome off of it. And it's been the most amazing journey of transformation. A couple, you know, action steps I would say is that know what you want and why you want it and build your structure from there. Structure is super key. It's allowed us to have a business with very, very little kids because your underlying structure determines your behavior. So make sure that lines up with what you want and that you're connected every day to what it is that you're working for. There's no limit to the impact in the business that we can make. So I give you permission to dream big and then dream bigger and be willing to get out of your own way and embrace the opportunity.
Well, Carl, you married up, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. That's an amazing story. And you're right, Amy. We're simply a group of people that are with the same values that want to reach out and now have a vehicle to help people change their lives. So congratulations. Can't wait to see you guys at National Convention and all you're doing to help us create a healthier world. It's awesome stuff. So thanks so much. Cool. Well, last but not least, we've got a big thunderstorm here. Hopefully you can still hear us. But I'd like to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Jen Jones. Jen, are you there?
I am. Hi, Dr. Anderson. Hi, everybody. I'm just excited to introduce the next couple. The thing that's always been one of my favorite parts of Optavia is what we stand for and what we're our core of being about integrity, faith, and family. And this next couple represents all of that in a major way because I get to do business with my family. This next couple is my brother and my sister-in-law and I think that's so great that like it can be a family affair. How fun is that to change the world together? So they linked arms with me just about a year ago and they made a decision to go all in and boy have they. So I'm going to let them share. Welcome Jeremy and Lindsay Nix, new global directors.
Hey, thanks.
Hey guys.
Thanks, sis. Yeah, like Jen said, so we started like so many other people that you guys have heard on tonight's call and so many calls, we were stuck. Stuck physically, we were stuck emotionally, and honestly, we were kind of stuck in the idea of a good life as it related to our finances. And as we've all heard so many times, good is definitely the enemy of great. And what we are experiencing with Optavia is definitely great.
Yeah, and when we got so fed up with being stuck in our physical health, we did reach out to Jen, his big sister, and we asked for help. And as the program worked, because it does, and we became unstuck physically, we began to desire so much more emotionally and relationally. And when we became unstuck in those areas, it was totally just a natural next step for us to give this gift to other people that we knew so that they could experience what we just had. Yeah. So obviously, none of us really have this success without the help of a mentorship team, the people that have paved the way before us. And we've been taught to lead from the future and act in the now since the very first days that we became health coaches.
Yeah, we've done the same thing with our clients. So we've taken what we've been taught and we have just led with that. So we teach our clients to embrace their current reality, but then we really work hard to awaken them to what is possible. And then we encourage them to live today like they will when they've gained all the health that comes from this program. We encourage them to make choices now that their future selves will be proud of. And we help them to see and believe that their yes today will not only change their lives, but it's going to inspire people around them to say yes too.
Right. So as we've embraced the power of this partnership, we continue to grow as people. We grow with our mentorship team. And as we are growing as people, because this really is a life-changing opportunity, we've experienced an awakening for ourselves that has allowed us to teach other people how to awaken their dreams and their passion for their own life.
Yeah, that's what's become, it's like our new addiction.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started as an Optavia coach, I dug into reading as much as I could because that's just me. I want to know everything I can about it. And so I read through all the different things about the compensation plan and I read business coach and then leadership ranks. And I said to myself, I really want that leadership thing. I want that leadership. And John Maxwell, he said it best. He said, if you think you're a leader, look behind you. If nobody's following, you're just taking a walk. And although we do embrace the active lifestyle, I promise that, I didn't want to just be taking a walk. I wanted to do something that made a really, really long lasting impact. And so I wanted people to not just be seen, I didn't want to see my clients as weight loss stories.
Right.
We didn't want to see them as just weight loss stories. We wanted transformation stories. And we wanted them to help discover the thrill of helping others transform their lives.
So what that means is we embraced the sponsoring culture, bringing on coaches. And it's not because we wanted to attract more numbers. It was because of what coaching is going to offer them,
yeah.
Right? And as they've trusted us to coach them in their program, they are now capable of helping somebody else. They're walking through it themselves and we show them that.
Yeah. And what that means is that we walk hip to hip each and every day with each and every new coach. And we work as far down within our organization as possible because with each win of a coach, that's 1 to 10 lives that are experiencing transformation. And that's our mission, right? So our action steps would be this. If we were to give you one major step to take away, I would say this, offer coaching early and offer it often. So many of us want to offer the program to everybody, but we hesitate with offering them all of what Optavia, the full Optavia offer, which includes coaching. I can honestly say that coaching has impacted our lives just as powerfully as losing the weight that we lost. We're not just a weight loss company, we are a transformation company. And coaching allows people to experience all kinds of transformation. So have as much hope in what coaching can do for your client as you do in the 5-in-1. And in your weekly support calls, ask questions that lead to their need. Ask questions that allow them to see the big picture. Who's noticing your transformation? Who could we help together with this? What more do you want out of life? Those are the questions that we were asked, and those are the questions that transformed our lives. From day one, help them to understand that their yes is bigger than they realize. Their yes will lead to other people wanting what they're experiencing.
Yeah, so just make a list of your favorite clients, right? Yes. And I'm sure if they're your favorite clients, odds are it's not because they're losing the most weight. It's because they are awakening to all the potential that they have in their life. So then you get to offer them the chance to explore what coaching will look like for them. And that's when they are going to experience all that Optavia has to offer them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Jeremy, Lindsay, that was great. Thank you so much. And again, congratulations. And we will be celebrating you, my friends, in Nashville Convention very soon. So see you there. And let's make sure you go bring a bunch of people to it, right? Awesome. Cool. Well, last but not least, I want to turn it back to Angie Myers. Angie's going to talk a little bit about our knowledge check before we call it a night. So Angie, are you there?
Hey, Dr. A, I'm here. Hi, everyone. Hey, really excited to let you guys know of an ongoing way that we are here to support.
Yeah, we had a major light.
You, as you provide world support to your client. Can y'all hear me? I got a hello on chat.
No, now we can hear you. Now we can hear you.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. So let's roll with this.
Well, we had a major lightning hit, and we probably took out half of Annapolis. That's probably why.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm glad we're still seeing you then. Yeah. So, good. All right. Well, in an ongoing effort to support you all, as you're providing this amazing world-class support for your clients, we're excited to introduce the Optavia Knowledge Check. It's for you. It's for your teams. It's a quick 25-question quiz that's going to allow you to stay current and knowledgeable about Optavia products and programs. And when you take and pass the Knowledge Check between now and the end of June, you guys have been mentioning convention, but you're going to get entered into one of two drawings to win a free registration to convention in St. Louis in July. So please take the knowledge check because there are some rewards for doing so. Now you can access the knowledge check when you're logged into Connect. It's tucked right down in there with certification. It is a free thing for you to do, just enroll and check your courses and then you can start right. Thing takes about 30 minutes. And then you can also learn more about the knowledge check in Coach Answers. It's about it throughout OPSI, a Facebook Live with Nick Fry and Shirley Mast that will share even more. So that's what I got, Dr. A.
Awesome, Angie. Thank you so much. And thanks all our speakers. Sorry we ran over a little bit tonight, but that's kind of been the status quo because we have so many new leaders evolving and growing. So thank you guys. Congratulations. And let's go get America and very shortly the world healthy. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.